Yeah, good morning to you guys and good morning everyone. I received a very disturbing call this morning. I know you guys heard it from Sharon in Melbourne. Her son, in his early 20s, was involved in near-fatal car accidents on Saturday. He is clinging to life. He's on life support in Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. And all Sharon wants to do is go and see him. She can't. She's been told she's not allowed. She's been tested twice for COVID-19, both times negative. She said she'll go again. She'll go in PPE, whatever it takes. She just wants to see her boy, and the bureaucrats have said no, she's not allowed. Have a listen.
I've just got a message for Dan Andrews that I hope he's never in the situation that we are in. My family's in now.
What's up? What's happened?
On Saturday, our 24-year-old son was involved in a horrific accident. He's on life support Alfred, and we're not allowed in to see him because of the COVID virus. And I hope to God that Dan Andrews is never in this situation.
Listen to the pain in that woman's voice.
Yeah, there's no black and white answer to this COVID-19 situation. There's a lot of grey matter, and that's where people like Sharon and the bloke who had to choose between his four kids to see in hospital here in Queensland. There's a lot of grey area.
So crazy.
And that young girl from Canberra, the nurse who wanted to see her father, she was eventually told yes, but then he died. And then she was told, she wasn't allowed to go to his funeral. You know, there is so much grey area. What I'm suggesting is we show some compassion, we show some leeway, and surely, this mother, Sharon, can go and see her 24-year-old son who's on life support. Come on.
She's proven that she has no COVID-19.
Yeah.
I heard her this morning talking to you, Luke. She said that they're going to go and get another test today to keep current with their testing so that way they can go and see their son, which any person in their right mind would want to be by their child's side.
Look, it's just a no-brainer. Let her go and see her son who's on life support. I'd appreciate emails and any calls that you get this morning because we'll pass them on to the minister, we'll pass them on to Greg Hunt, and hopefully this woman can go and see her son today.
Absolutely. Just devastating stuff. Lukey, keep us up to date with that story.
Thanks, guys. Nature Bee, Power Pollen, powerpollen.com.au, money back guarantee. Have a good day, guys.
You too, mate. See you later. Luke Boner there from the night shift with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Huda Gurus right now, Miss Free Love, up to 25 degrees. What a horrible story that is.
Oh, it's heartbreaking listening to it.
Here at Mackay and the Wood Sundays, Triple M.